From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mike Brennan has the latest track for Hurricane Irma.
We expect Irma to continue moving to the west-northwest through the southeastern Bahamas and then between the central and northwest Bahamas and the north coast of Cuba. That'll take us through Friday and Friday night. And then on Saturday, we expect Irma to begin to turn northward and take a track that will bring it very close to the southern Florida peninsula by early Sunday, and then a track near or just offshore of the east coast of Florida over on Sunday and Sunday night, and then over the southeast United States coast, somewhere in the vicinity of the Georgia or South Carolina coastline on Monday.
Irma has killed at least one person in Barbuda and several others in St. Martin. U.S. President Donald Trump was asked if military action was a possibility in achieving its goal with North Korea.
Given the new development on the Korean Peninsula, China agreed.
Apologies. Trump also said that during 25 years of talking with North Korea, the day after agreement is reached with Pyongyang, new work begins on its weapons programs. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing strongly opposes the latest nuclear test by North Korea and that the key to resolving the current tension involves both sanctions and dialogue. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas would not allow him access to two Israeli civilians believed to be held by the Islamic militant group in Gaza. Peter Maurer said his organization wishes to access all of those detained in conflict zones in which the organization visits. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News.